Okay, again, story and maybe prayer, but I think story. Just showing this kind of, maybe we're still there at the pub or something. And, or I don't know, let me just put the theoretical thing here. That you have this person there who just doesn't want to talk about this thing and that thing. And the other one who has certain important things, who's really studied something and can really see the thing, not the world situation. And how, you know, and he wants to just not drag you into that whole topic, but there are certain things that we need to be aware of that, and take precautions for our own lives and here in our little town. But he can't reach out because people just say, no, we're not interested in that. You know, this, we can't do anything anyway. And he thinks, you know, how to handle this. And then there's finally a discussion, a little showdown there. That maybe two persons then. And he's saying, you know, that it's so ironic because we are, you know, we are becoming friends and we are friends, aren't we? But two times now I just wanted to bring up, and I just wanted 5 minutes or 1 minute to say a couple of things that I consider very important about the reality going on today, but especially not just because of that, but because I think that it would be of help to you and to us, and you know, that we can be aware more of the situation, the world, what's happening, what's going on in our lives, our own lives. It's all about our own lives. And then you say, stop, you don't even want to listen to me. You don't want to give me 5 or 10 minutes. Why? And there is that discussion, and I don't know what the answer will be right now, but probably something, you know, that this is bad vibes, and, you know, now you're just making me, you know, everything seems so fine so far, but now this is getting dark, I don't like it, sorry. And then shutting off again, and he doesn't know what to do. Because now it's not about that thing or those things, if they're worth talking about and listening to or not. But it's about the personal relationship between those two people. How you're treating me, how you're speaking right now. The look on your face now. No, I don't feel good now about this. So that's a tricky situation, and so he has learned something in his life, and he goes quiet again. But then he says, you know, this is something that I'm trying to learn, and I don't say I'm good at it, but I know enough to say that this is important for me, and it is to listen to others. if a friend of mine comes and says he or she has something important that he or she wants to tell me, especially then, out of respect for that person. And if they say, you know, give me 5 minutes, give me 10 minutes, then I am really trying to learn to listen for those minutes. Why? Well, first, out of respect for a friend who seems to really have something that they want, that they feel is important to tell me. But also that I am constantly praying to God these days to guide me, to lead me, to help me so I don't fall in a ditch again and go astray again, which I've done so many times. And of course we learn that God can speak to you from the mouth of person on the street just walking up to you saying something that happened to me over and over again. So what are friends for? So if you don't want to be my friend, it's your choice, of course. But if you want to be my friend, then included in that is that I will listen to you if you have something important to tell me. That's what friends are for. And that's what the respect between friends is about. And then maybe he answered, but you know, I won't. Speak with you more about such things. I won't try it anymore. I'm too old for that, and I'd rather have a couple of close, real friends where we can speak to each other that way than trying to force that upon each other. Something like that.